It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Looking for a plumber? You ask your friends. A mechanic? Ask your friends. Now, Microsoft's Bing search engine is applying that idea to your online searches. You can go to Bing, connect to your Facebook account, and see what your friends are into. Christina Warren is with the social media news site Mashable.
If you've liked a website or a friend has liked a website through Facebook, that now is surfaced in the results, as well as news stories that friends may have liked via Facebook.
What will that look like? How will that appear in the search results?
If you're searching for a name, for instance, you'll see people on Facebook, and it will show you a listing of people as well as anyone that you might have any mutual friends with.
So I search pizza, and the results that appear higher are the ones that my Facebook friends liked. It's called social search, and it's increasingly popular. Google's been trying it for a while, but it doesn't use Facebook. Danny Sullivan, who runs the site Search Engine Land, says Google and Bing are trying to make results attractive to you and get around a big problem in the process.
There is a lot of junk out on the internet these days. There's a lot of content that the search engines are trying to go through, and it's become harder and harder for them to pick out the best stuff. And in the past, they depended on links primarily, how people would link to content. Those were kind of seen as votes. These days, a lot of votes get bought and sold. A lot of votes, if you will, these links get spammed. And so by using this friend data, they feel like they're getting more trusted votes and that they're going to improve the relevancy. So the promise is we will get more relevant, more accurate, more trustworthy results when we do a search.
And we could skip past some of those junk sites that just figured out how to game the system for search engine optimization.
Exactly.
Well, so that's what we gained. What do you lose by going the social route for your searching?
Potentially, you lose some of your privacy. Now, when you go to Bing, if you're logged into Facebook, that's automatically logging you into Bing, and you might not even realize that it happened. And therefore, you're creating a record, even if it's in the short term, of who you are and what you searched for. And that could perhaps concern some people. I suppose you're also potentially losing some of the diversity in your search results. Eli Parser's written a book about it, about the idea that our search results are becoming perhaps so much like whatever we like that we don't get something different. That's probably a bit overblown, though. I mean, it's a concern, but most of the time the results still have lots and lots of diversity in them.
Okay, if I use social search through Bing, am I creating a record of everything that I searched for that, you know, my Facebook friends are going to see or somebody else is going to see?
No. When you do your search, a record is going to be kept within Bing, and they're going to understand the things you searched for, and eventually it all gets deleted. But what you've searched for doesn't get shared out to your friends. Although that kind of misunderstanding might put some people off. I mean, as you can imagine, people search for things they might not want to share with their friends. Mm. And that's not going to be happening, and that's not the way the system's set up. But that could be a concern people would have mistakenly.
There's this great new online music service. It's free, legal, has tons of songs, just one thing. All the music is between 86 and 110 years old. The Library of Congress has opened the National Jukebox, 10,000 old recordings streaming online. Ragtime, Tin Pan Alley, a surprising number of songs based around whistling. Lots of spoken word recordings, too. Here's Teddy Roosevelt talking about farmers.
The government must cooperate with the farmer to make the farm more productive.
Yeah, not exactly Dolby quality, but it's free and it's history. We have a link at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.